USA Radio News.
Mr. Cosby, any comments, sir?
Bill Cosby, the comedian who was once known as America's Dad, is being led away to prison in handcuffs after being convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his gated estate. He's been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. In court, Cosby had no family by his side when he was walked out, just two members of his PR team and a handful of court officers. When addressing him, the judge said, "No one is above the law." District Attorney Kevin Steele echoes that sentiment.
In the eyes of this court, he's a convicted felon and shouldn't be given a pass.
The accuser, Andrea Constant, seemed content and didn't speak. But in her victim impact statement, she said, "I am looking for justice as the court sees fit." You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A national retailer wanted to plan for the future, but aging data center technology was keeping them in the past. So CDW orchestrated a data center refresh with hyper-converged infrastructure powered by VMware vSAN. With a new software-defined data center, they can finally get ahead of customer demands while freeing up valuable space and turning cost savings into business innovation. Efficiency by VMware. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware. CDW. People who get it.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyroot Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hear from both Brett Kavanaugh and the woman who is accusing him of sexual assault on Thursday. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans have hired a female attorney to ask questions of Christine Blasey Ford at Thursday's hearing on sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley said he wouldn't name that person for her safety. Republican Senator from Texas, John Cornyn, also sits on the committee.
We've decided to retain a staff lawyer to do that, to be able to ask the questions in a coherent sort of way. So that's what our side is going to do. But any Republican senator can ask questions they want to in addition. And certainly our Democratic colleagues are free to do what we're doing or ask questions individually.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A committee vote is set for Friday, and GOP leader Mitch McConnell believes Republicans have the votes to confirm Kavanaugh. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Friction between President Trump and Puerto Rican officials continues to happen, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Political leaders in Puerto Rico are tearing into President Trump after he says in an interview that he's an absolute no on statehood for the U.S. territory. The president apparently basing his opposition, at least in part, on his long-running feud with San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz. Cruz has been a strong critic of the Trump administration and its response to the devastation from Hurricane Maria last year. The president telling Fox News commentator Geraldo Rivera in an interview that aired on Monday that, quote, Puerto Rico shouldn't be talking about statehood until they get some people that really know what they're doing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A very stern Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke at a meeting of the United Against Nuclear Iran in Washington and gave a speech that included a warning to Tehran. John Clemens has more.
After giving a list of Iranian plots of global terrorism, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave this warning.
The United States will hold the regime in Tehran accountable for any attack that results in injury to our personnel or damage to our facilities. America will respond swiftly and decisively in American lives, and we will respond against the source of the attack on American interests.
He said this regime spends millions on ballistic missiles while Iranians are going without food and water. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.